Permítame, porque vamos a saludar a un sheriff. El sheriff, Ana, está en Alabama. Y es muy importante hablar con él hoy a propósito de la novela que hemos contado de Vicky White. El sheriff se llama Rick Singleton y está en el lugar donde estaba la cárcel, Lauderdale, Alabama. Murió la agente Vicky White, que se escapó, una historia de amor con un preso en Alabama, y luego cuando ya la tienen sitiada, ella decidió quitarse la vida. La primera pregunta, Ana, es si el sheriff tuvo la oportunidad de conocer, no sé si amigo, pero al menos relacionarse con la señora White.
Good morning, Sheriff. Thank you very much for your time. And we want to begin by asking you about your... thank you. About your relationship with Vicky White. Did you... We're not asking if you were friends, but at least did you meet her? Did you had any type of encounter with Miss White?
Yes, of course. I mean, we worked together. I knew her. I didn't know her on a social level. I knew her strictly on a professional level, but she was an outstanding employee. You know, she had been elected by her peers or selected by her peers as the supervisor of the year 4 out of the last 7 years. So, you know, this just came as a total shock to all of us here at the sheriff's office.
Trabajaban juntos, así que sí la conocía, no tenían una relación a nivel social, pero sí una relación profesional. Era una empleada sobresaliente, tanto así que era reconocida constantemente por sus colegas durante el tiempo que estuvo allí, así que por eso fue una sorpresa para todos los que trabajan allí.
Ana, ¿se sospechaba en la cárcel que ella tenía una aventura amorosa con el recluso?
Was there any doubt or suspicion that she was having a romantic affair with the inmate?
No, not before this happened. You know, some inmates the day after the escape told us they had a special relationship, meaning that she was giving him extra food, giving him cigarettes when they're not allowed in the jail, those kinds of things. They had not reported that previously, but then we did find out that they were in contact while he was in state prison by phone.
No, antes que esto pasara, tenían una relación especial, eso lo habían reportado, le daba comida o más comida de lo normal, por ejemplo, le permitía tener cigarrillos y le entregaba cigarrillos en la celda, lo cual no está permitido, pero después encontraron que ellos sí se conocían anteriormente.
Sheriff Singleton, ¿cuánto tiempo les tomó para darse cuenta que su oficial, Vicky White, los había engañado y que no había llevado a Casey White a ninguna cita médica, sino que simplemente se había fugado?
How much time did it take for you guys to realize that she had not taken him into a medical visit and that they had indeed escaped?
Well, it was about 6 hours from the time that she left the detention center with him until we realized that they were both missing. One reason that we didn't find it out sooner is because there was no scheduled court appearance. Had there been, his name would have been called and we would have known he was missing. But since he wasn't scheduled for one, that didn't happen. Friday mornings is a hectic day around the jail because several inmates are transferred back and forth between the detention center and the courthouse. And that was one thing that added to the confusion. We'd had two vans full of inmates leave just prior to Vicky White leaving with this inmate. So, you know, she knew the system and she took advantage of it.
6 horas les tomó darse cuenta de este, digamos, de esta fuga. Ellos se fueron del centro de detención en un día muy confuso porque el viernes en la mañana es un día bastante movido, los presos van a las cortes, así que eso sumó a la confusión. Ella conocía el sistema y se aprovechó de eso para fugarse con este preso. Nos dice que pues les tomó tanto tiempo porque por supuesto nadie lo reportó porque estaba con ella.
¿Crees en el entrenamiento que los oficiales deben llevar a cabo para poder ser oficiales? ¿Hay algún tipo de clase en términos psicológicos para evitar este tipo de escenario? Porque a veces las personas que son detenidas son manipuladores excelentes y esto puede pasar, que el oficial se enamore del recluso. Y la pregunta sería eso, si los entrenan para evitar que esto pase. Sheriff, in the training that officers go through in order to be officers, is there any sort of training to explain to them that some of these inmates could be, you know, excellent manipulators, that they could end up, you know, manipulating their emotions and that these scenarios can happen? Is this a training that officers go through before they are in the prisons?
There's some training, you know, in the county jail. There's actually no training required by law. And one of the issues that we have is there's such a turnover among the staff that oftentimes they're not there long enough for us to get them the training. Vicky White had been through quite a bit of training herself. And, you know, obviously, I mean, with the experience 17 years in the facility, and she's seen this scenario play out many times, throughout her career. So, you know, if anyone knew better, Vicky White did, and what possessed her to pull a stunt like this, I don't guess we'll ever know.
Hay algo de entrenamiento, pero la ley no lo requiere. Ese es uno de los problemas que hay, y también pues que el personal no tiene el tiempo suficiente para recibir este tipo de entrenamiento. Pero no era el caso de Vicky White, porque ella había sido entrenada, ya llevaba 7 años ahí, veía y compartía con los reclusos muchas veces, entonces digamos que ella conocía bien cómo operaba absolutamente todo.
Fueron más de 10 días buscándolos por más de 3 estados. ¿Cómo logran dar con el paradero de ambos y cómo se da la captura?
You guys spent over 10 days and going through 3 states trying to find them. How was it you guys were able to locate them, and how was the capture process?
We located them through a tip. I mean, you know, we've gotten numerous tips over the last 10, 11 days, and we were very dependent on the public because we knew they would be easily recognized if they were seen out in the public, and that's why we kept trying to get the descriptions out there as much as we could, and so that ultimately led to us capturing them. The U.S. Marshals and some of the local law enforcement there in Evansville, Indiana, spotted the car that we knew that they most recently had been in, and when they saw the marshals, they took off and there was a pursuit, and they ultimately wrecked.
Sheriff, thank you very much for your time, and we are very sorry about your friend, Sheriff White.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
¿Qué dijo al final?
Los encontraron, Julio, gracias a las personas. Ellos se encargaron de repartir muy bien estas fotos de ellos para que las personas los reconocieran, y así lo hicieron. Eso lo llevó a la captura de estos dos personajes.